This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. There's a Netflix film out about a shadowy payments company which collapses as investigative reporters dig into its accounting practices. Sounds like a great thriller, except that it's a documentary about the now-defunct German firm Wirecard, which was once one of the most valuable companies on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. The investigative reporter at the center of the story is Dan McCrum of the Financial Times. He spoke with David Brancaccio.
For those unfamiliar here in the U.S., what can we call Wirecard? Is it like PayPal, but based in Europe or something?
That's pretty much it. It was a big, successful technology company, which had something to do with moving money around and credit card payments.
So you and your team found evidence of shenanigans, corruption, and fraud, big time. Give us a taste.
Shenanigans is putting it lightly. I started to look into it, and I thought, its numbers didn't really add up. It looked a bit fraudy, shall we say. And the strange thing was, the more I dug, the stranger and more bizarre the story gets. So I think I'm looking into a company, but then private detectives are following people around. Hackers are trying to break into our email. And we start to realize Russian spies are maybe hanging out with the guys who were running the company.
Ooh. Now, I want to understand this a little bit better. You start reporting on this, but you start spotting the signs that somebody, maybe the company, is spying on you?
I start writing these stories saying, I'm not sure about this company's accounts. Things start to heat up, and we start to discover that there's this team of 30 private detectives who are running around London trying to get photos of our sources, you know, talking to journalists, colluding to try and bring down this big technology company. I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know if you're familiar with the Theranos story, but it's a bit like that, just on steroids.
Yeah, and there are echoes of Enron, but I don't think they had any of the Wall Street Journal guys followed who were working on that story. But you're saying there was more, that it becomes an official investigation into your team and the paper. Police get involved?
Yes, it was this very large German company. And we start publishing stories saying there's fraud happening inside here. And what the German government does is step in to protect the company. They ban speculation in the shares. And then they start investigating me and my colleagues for market manipulation. They're convinced we've been leaking our stories to speculators so they can use them to profit.
And you're not.
No, I should say very clearly. No, we're not. They're rather embarrassed about that whole thing now.
Dan McCrum, investigative reporter at the Financial Times, and his work is a key ingredient for the new Netflix documentary called Scandal, spelled with a K the German way. Dan, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on.